Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Prescribed burns will be taking place at two nature reserves in Northumberland County over the next 2 months. As the Northumberland Land Trust says, the fires are needed to help control invasive species, but also encourage growth of native plants. I spoke with John Gale about what area residents can expect during the burns.
They can expect a very well-controlled burn. It will only progress a few meters per minute because they light the downwind edge of the area first, and the fire has to fight its way upwind. So it's a very slow process. As the burn progresses, they light the edges, and when there's a really good length on the downwind side already burned, then they light the upwind side, and after that it goes very quickly and all the dead grass is burned.
So what particular vegetation are you looking to burn here, and why?
The areas we're burning are almost entirely grasses of various kinds, some native grasses, some foreign introduced species, plus species like milkweed and round-headed bush clover, prairie buttercup, a lot of prairie type species that a lot of people probably aren't aware of. But it burns anything that is dead except a few trees that are resistant, and the scattered trees which may remain are actually good for the native birds.
So then why do a burn?
Two reasons, I guess. Well, many reasons. First, to maintain the areas as grassland rather than let the forest encroach. Secondly, it will help to control some invasive non-native species, which is another thing we would like to do. Other native species don't seem to mind the burn. It also allows sunlight to get right down to the soil and warms the soil, and the native grasses and other prairie species do very well. The ashes provide fertilizer, and that helps to rejuvenate the grasslands as well.
In your previous statement, you went on to discuss about the grasses and not wanting the forest to encroach. What is important about the grasses, and why don't you necessarily want the forest to encroach?
Basically, because we want a diversity of habitats on the properties. There's lots of forest on the two properties that will be burning this spring. But it's good to have the grasslands as well. They're entirely different ecosystems, different bird species, different plant species, and mammals such as deer and bear like to graze on the grasses as well when they come up early in the spring. And the grasses come back remarkably quickly after the burn.
So can you tell me where the McEwen Nature Reserve is located? And there's a second place, I'm sorry.
The Pelton.
Yeah, can you tell me where those two places are?
Right. The Pelton Reserve is actually adjacent to Peter's Woods. I think a lot of people will know where Peter's Woods is. It's a few kilometers north of Centerton. And we own about 52 acres there. Ontario Parks manages Peter's Woods, and the Nature Conservancy of Canada also has a reserve known as the Schultz property out there. And together they comprise quite a large protected area. The McEwen Nature Reserve is a few kilometers northwest from Garden Hill. Or if people know where the Ganaraska Forest Center is, it's about 4 kilometers east along the road allowance there.
Now, what can people expect during late April and early May for the burn? in terms of what are they going to see? Is there signage? I mean, people may get concerned. They start seeing fires and call the fire department. What preparations are going to be ahead of that?
Right. We have quite an extensive contact list. We notify and have permission from the local fire department. We notify the fire department up in Millbrook, who is actually the nearest to us, although out of the township technically. We notify all the immediate neighbors. We notify the Peterborough Airport. We notify the OPP, the airport, because pilots like to report smoke columns, and they just need to know that it's nothing to be concerned about. The whole process after ignition, even on McEwen, which is a fairly large area, only takes a couple of hours, and it's done.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.